They got started and they couldn't finish the job and had to go get Paul to finish. They didn't know how.
Did you ever learn how to do that?
Yeah, but I don't like it. I didn't follow it. I just helped my daddy and when he wasn't able, I'd work on myself.
You can kill a horse that way,
can't you? Yeah. Mule either. You can kill a bull that way, a hog. We marked a hog one time. Went down there the next morning, all his insides come, it done come out at me, had them wrapped around some stobs that trough was passing down with.
Mm. When you have hogs, you feed them out of the...
I call it a hog trough.
If you had three or four, though, you'd say you had three or four.
I feed them all in one trough.
Uh-huh.
If I had them in the same pen.
Or if you had more than one pen, you'd have to have several.
You'd have to have several feeders. A lot of people call them feeders now, but when I was growing up, they called them hog troughs.
When you were growing up, they called them what?
Hog troughs.
If you had several of those, you'd have several hogs.
Feeders, hog troughs.
And if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you had to go feed the...
I'd go feed the horses and cows, feed the stock.
What if you were talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to feed the...
I had to feed my chickens and things.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Pull the bone.
Any stories about that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard all kinds about it. Ain't nothing to it.
What have you heard?
Some of them said it. They all make a wish and pull the... Somebody help you pull the putty bone. Come true.
Which end do you want to get?
The big end.
Mm-hmm.
Because that little bone gonna break off at 9 times out of 10.
if it was time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was
feed time.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Blakes.
What noise does a cow make?
She lows.
What about when she wants her calf?
She called him. She lows in a way that he understands what she even understand what she wants.
Uh-huh.
And she won't shut her mouth either. She just keep on.
What noise does a horse make?
They nicker to the coat, for the coat.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pony one time. You put on a lot, and if that coat was a month or two old, and that coat wasn't in sight. You'd hear from her in a few minutes. And she wouldn't eat a bite that you got that colt up there where she could see it.
How old would the colt be before she would start leaving him alone?
About 7-8 months old. They vary. Some of them are going a year.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are just 6 to 8 months old. They go to knocking them off,
mm-hmm.
getting tired of them.
How would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
There are different ways of calling. I did ask them. Yeah, I'd go out there and just holler, "Hey, hey!" Yeah, they'd come.
I've
got some out there now, them calves. I've done fed them food with them. I can go out there and holler, "You better come on here, boys, if y'all want your breakfast, your dinner." You see them stop and listen. If I call them 2 or 3 times, yeah, they'd come.
How did your father call cows?
He didn't call cows. He didn't milk cows.
Do you ever hear any other way of calling a cow?
Yeah, calling a sow cow.
How do they do that?
They just holler, "Sow cow, sow cow, sow cow, sow cow."
Uh-huh. What about calling calves?
It's the same way, more than just a calf instead of a cow.
It's the same call?
Yeah.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Tell her to salt.
And to get her to move her leg back?
Back your foot.
Did you hit her then? Or?
No, I milked some, you better not hit them, and you better not mess with them much. Did they kick the bucket out of your hand or kick you whining in Somerset?
Did